Hello everyone. So it's been a while since I've done a toy review because most of my most recent toys all are just plugs and such. And then this Black Friday, I got a new toy, and it's the Weavi Rave. Yeah. It's a really interesting toy because it can be controlled with an app, which makes things a lot more interesting. It's purple with a matte silicone. It's has a curve, so it's pretty obvious it's for the G-spot. What's really interesting about this is that the end is quote-unquote asymmetrical. So imagine the end of a dildo being round, but then this would have a slant on it. So according to instructions, it means that you can try and twist it to see if it would feel good, and some people have done that. So right now I have the app paired so that I can test it out myself, and then a little bit later on I might try and see how it would work over a distance with someone. And all right, why won't we get to the reviewing part? So Black Friday, normal people buy TVs and such. I buy sex toys. So since it's a matte silicone, usually it means you need more lube. So for those who like lube like me, I would suggest getting a nice thick water-based lube. So, I'm gonna first put it in and try it with the buttons on the vibrator itself. Oh god. Alright. Oh fuck. I like the curve. I always do. So I'm gonna turn it on now. And see. Oh my god. So they have. Let's see here. If I just straight thrust it, it feels really good if it's on the side. And if I just lay it a little bit to the diagonal so that it rounds, it hits my G-spot. Oh fuck. So right now it's on a low setting. And let me try again. Twist. Oh my god. And then a little bit. Oh my god. Oh, it feels good. Just thrust it. It feels really nice. The curve is the kind of curve I really like. They say So this is
the force setting in. Oh, I'm not really moving it. Just resting it against my... Jeez. First, we have to test with the app, using it locally. Shit. Fuck. Okay. So I can go at low. Okay. And then, number five. Oh! Oh, it does respond, that's right. And then, we just hold it against your G-spot. Fuck.
Stops with the app. Oh god. Oof. Oh god. Fuck. But I wanna see how fuck, okay. If it works, how it works with the Hitachi. Oh, fuck. Let's start low. Oh, God. Fuck, it's so sensitive. Oh, God. Yeah. So... I can definitely feel the vibrating on the inside. Oh my god. Okay. It's nice to not have to
You can use the app. To... Oh my god, to the fuck. Oh god. Fuck. My God.
Okay, so here, okay, so what my brain. So here it is. It's pretty powerful, because I'm not very a sensitive type, so it definitely works. my few things that I don't like, that has always been my pet peeve with a Revive, you know, and also the company known as Standard Innovation, which doesn't sound like a very sexy sex toy company, right? Oh, this sex toy is made by Standard Innovation. So what they did is they bought this company called Laid, which makes stone dildos. Yes, it's a thing. And so they are famous for this asymmetrical shape. And that's what happened, but I'm rambling, and my thing is that there's almost like a kind of like a, they have like the WeVibe logo on the side, but it's raised up, so you kind of have to try harder to wash it instead of it being a flat surface. Same goes with the buttons. I would much rather have the buttons inside the Vibe rather than outside. Or have something that's not completely silicone, because, like that, because it accumulates crap all on the buttons, and it's a lot harder to clean. Another thing is that this is not waterproof, it's splash-proof, I wonder why. And another thing, and it started when I had my first Wi-Fi, when it came out way back when, is that they charge with a jack, like an audio jack type of thing. So you have to punch the thing into the toy itself. That really bothers me to no end. It has bothered me in the first Vibe that I got. It bothers me now, the regular V-Vibes now. They are on a stand, which is so much better. I wish they would just switch to magnetic charging, for fuck's sake. Tons of companies are doing it, like Fun Factory's doing it. Or have a stand or anything, just not just not, don't know. Stop with the punch hole charting. It's crappy, or at least not have it on top of the button where juices can still, you know, fly down, and it makes it so much harder to clean, or have it on the backside or something. But no, they have it right there in the middle of the toy, almost. So that is my pet peeve. And I see they have like these markings, and then your pussy juice gets into it. But these grievances aside, this is a great vibrator. It is a really nice vibrator. The curve is great. It's powerful. And it makes me cum. Yeah. And so thank you for listening.